Here's Michael Patrick Leahy.
7.06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's Thursday, September 1st, 2022. We have a terrific program for you today. At 7.15, we're joined on our newsmaker line by Hans von Spakovsky. He's a Vanderbilt Law School graduate and one of the leading constitutional law experts in America and a senior fellow with Heritage Foundation. We're joined in studio right now by all-around good guy, my former boss at PJTV way back in 2009, an Academy Award-nominated screenwriter, author, and also a senior editor for the Epoch Times, Mr. Roger Simon. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Good morning. I slept the whole night through, or something like that. Not really, but enough.
That's very good. And you had your coffee this morning, I can see. That's good.
Well, I put the caffeine in my water is what I do.
Now, this evening, the big question, Roger, this evening, when you have a choice between watching the University of Tennessee launch its 2022 football season tonight, or you could watch the Soul of the Nation speech
Joe Biden. There's another thing there. You could watch the U.S. Open, but you won't see Novak Djokovic because the creeps that run our government wouldn't let him in the country.
By the way, perhaps
the greatest athlete in the world right now.
So, yeah, you're the tennis guy. You'll be watching the U.S. Open probably, right?
Well, sort of, but because of the fact that they didn't admit Djokovic, but they admit people over the southern border willy-nilly to administer fentanyl to every... Talk about the soul of the nation, by the way. The soul of the nation, you want to know what it is? It's thousands and thousands of people dying of fentanyl because of the current administration that allows people willy-nilly over the southern border. And here's the story. That fentanyl is coming from China. It is going to the cartels in Mexico, who are then repackaging it as pills of all sorts and bringing it across the border and killing us.
Killing Americans.
Yeah. That's the soul of the nation, Mr. Biden, and whoever writes your speech for you, because you can't write it yourself. So that's it.
That is an excellent point, Roger. Excellent point.
Well, it's really depressing, but it's face reality. If there are any liberals out there listening to this show, probably not too many, but listen, I was a liberal for many years, and I can tell you something. Start to face reality.
The speech tonight about the soul of the nation and the challenges, the risks to democracy posed by people who support Donald Trump, basically.
Right.
Half the nation. Mm-hmm. Basically, the pitch is going to be half of the nation is evil.
Right.
Because they don't think like us.
Because they're not drug pushers.
Yeah. Think like us, and then we will all unite around our ideas, which are basically open borders, destruction of America as a nation. Yeah, right. To have a soul of a nation, you must exist as a nation.
And also, look, they're asking you not to look around you. Don't look at the rampant inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at gas prices. Don't look at the fact that you're all going to be taxed to death and that also secondarily the IRS is going to come after the average citizen, not the rich, because the rich always get away with it.
Because they have attorneys. They can afford attorneys.
Yeah, they have attorneys.
They know they've got connections.
And they got the law written in their favor when you start to read it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, the speech tonight that he will deliver, the symbolism there is it's outside the Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's looking back to the Constitution and the founding of the country. But his message is going to be exactly the opposite. It's going to be written almost certainly by Nashville's own John Meacham, one of the leading virtue signalers in America, a guy who, basically he's a guy who got in trouble because when he was an MSNBC contributor, he wrote a speech for Joe Biden.
1 minute.
And then he analyzed the speech without telling anybody that he wrote the speech. He called it a wonderful speech. I'm shocked.
You know what? The whole thing about other people writing your speeches is interesting because I've been a speechwriter. I wrote speeches for Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. And I will say something right away. I felt really creepy doing it. And Rick was a nice guy, but I felt very creepy doing it because I'm a writer And I like to speak for myself.
You speak with your own voice.
In your own voice.
And how do you channel someone else's voice?
Well, it's hard. But the other part of it is, what's wrong with these people? They can't do it themselves.
Oh, Joe Biden cannot. He can barely talk. He can barely read the speech.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. When we come back, Hans von Spakovsky will join us here, the Heritage Foundation constitutional expert. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.